I'm Julia Murph. I was an alto II at the treble choir at State this year.
And it was your first time participating at State?
Yep.
What was the experience like?
It was super, super fun. Definitely memorable.
And for people who haven't been up there, what do you do up there and what's the experience?
Well, we practice for the whole day. And then after that the first day we have octets where they decide whether or not we know our music well enough. And then we come the next day and we practice all day again. And then the day after, that's the concert.
You're thrown into a group that people you don't know and you've never seen before. What's that like?
I kind of like it. It's really fun that way. We do know some people from our region, other singers from our region that we met at Honor Choir or that we've just known from before.
And what piece did you work on? Did you have a favorite of the music that you sang? Or?
Yes, I liked one, Joshua. It was kind of a spin-off of the Joshua Jericho song, but it had a trumpet, and that was really fun to sing in.
I'm Hannah Funt, and I was a soprano one in the mixed choir.
Have you gone before to State?
Yes, I have gone twice before this, but I was in the treble choir both times, so this was kind of new but the same.
So with a different kind of group, or?
Yeah, this time, being in the mixed choir, it's guys and girls, it's like regular choir, which like was super cool to sing with like the guys, but like I did miss just having like all women, like it's a really cool sound, so, but it was cool, yeah.
And did you have a favorite piece that you worked on?
Yes, they're all really cool, but probably my favorite was called Now Shout, and it actually had a lot of, like, chanting in it and, like, some actual shouting. But it was really cool. It was probably, like, our hardest, like, piece because it was really different. Like, it was a lot of, like, dissonant, like, tones and stuff. But it was super, like, the finished product was, like, super cool.
More of a modern piece, maybe? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you did a great job of describing that piece.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's a piece that is a meshing of probably three or four different psalms from the Bible that speak about shouting to the Lord in praise. And very good piece. It grew on me, too. At first, I didn't like it. But it did. It grew on me.
Tell me, you took more than just these students, though, out there.
Yeah, Ben Higgins. Right now, he's out of town. But it was his first time at State in the tenor one section.
Okay. And how about you went up with them? What was the experience like for you?
It's always one of the most rich experiences of my school year, being able to watch, you know, some of the best conductors in the nation work with our Alaskan kids, and they, seeing your own students in those places is rewarding, and network with other directors in the state, learn things from the guest conductors myself. And I like being involved on the state level, too.
And seeing the finished product at the end, hearing the finished product, I should say.
Well, the finished product, I like it. But I've always said that I enjoy the last afternoon of rehearsals when it's just, you know, it's about as good as it can get. Kids are comfortable because they're used to the rehearsal atmosphere. And, you know, I liked rehearsing. And the final product is good. It's a good show. But I like the nuts and bolts stuff.
Hannah, do you think you're going to keep going with music outside of PHS?
Yes, I hope so. And that's one thing, like, going to, like, the regional and the state, like, honor choirs. It's really like, yes, I, like, want to sing in a college choir. Mm-hmm. Like, just having, like, that caliber of, like, singers and having that part of your daily kind of routine is definitely, like, valuable. So I plan to, yeah.
And you too, Julia? Something you want to keep going?
I don't think I'll pursue it as a career, but I'd like to kind of keep going with it just as something fun to go on the side because I enjoy it. So.
And the program overall has been very successful this year with these students going to State, and you had a huge number of kids going to Southeast Honors Music, right?
Yeah, I did. And actually, I expected more to make it to the state festival, we had three alternates that I should mention their name. Nathaniel Linhard was an alternate in the trombone section. Ava Linhard was first alternate in the alto section of the choir. And Alexandra Bless was third alternate in the clarinet section of the band. So, I mean, these kids were close, and I thought they'd be sure to get in. But, yeah, it's been a very good start to the year. Good music happening. People are happy.